Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Booth 61. Featuring movers and shakers on the Atlanta tech scene, organizations serving the tech market, and the inspired people who lead them. Now here's your host, Ricky Steele.
Welcome and thank you for visiting Booth 61. I am Ricky Steele, and I passionately serve as the Chief Development Officer for Hunter Technical Resources, Atlanta's premier IT staffing firm. We have a very exciting show for you today, and we're going to jump right in. But first, I want to take a half a minute to introduce my friend, Kevin Finn. Kevin is a master at the control board and a very accomplished host, hosting a number of shows here on Business Radio X. How are you today, Kevin?
I'm alive, Ricky, so that's good. I got bit by a black widow last weekend, or they think it was a black widow, a very poisonous spider, and I had a horrible time until I figured out what it was. So it was pretty miserable weekend, but I'm good still Lord. Here to talk about it.
I'm glad you're up and at 'em. That's very, very good. Well, needless to say, this is going to be a sensational show today because I've got two friends and two very, very smart people. And if you come to a place where you want to jump in and ask a question, please feel free to do so.
I will always.
I'd love to have you jump in. I'm excited about today's show on multiple levels. As most of you know, our goal for Booth 61 is to build community and allow the rising tide to lift all boats. My guests today have been doing this for a long, long time in their business life, and they're working together to create a great event for the city of Atlanta, which will be coming on October 1st, titled Mobility Live. Larry Williams is the Vice President of Technology Industry Development for the Atlanta Chamber of Commerce. Larry is the Chamber's Leader of Strategy for Growth and Development of the Technology Industry in Atlanta, with a focus on mobility, internet content and security, software development, and financial transaction processing. Julie Bryant Fisher, don't even need a script to talk about. Julie is one of the great people in Atlanta, Georgia. I had the privilege of meeting her in her younger days at the Atlanta Business Chronicle. Former reporter, I think also spent some time with the AJC, was a morning radio show host and producer for a station in Tulsa and also, I believe, South Carolina. And very active. She's been very active in the community, the work she's done as a junior league president and the work she's done at the Ron Clark Academy. I can go on and on, but this is a smart young lady who is committed to our community, and I am honored to call her a friend. Welcome, Julie. Welcome, Larry.
Thank you. My goodness, what an introduction.
Yeah, thanks, Ricky. Glad to be here.
Well, I tell you, welcoming these two to Booth 61 is kind of a highlight of my career. These are two important people in our community, and you're going to know a lot more about that over the next hour. But with two high-profile executives, and these as my guests, I feel a lot like the mosquito who flew into a nudist colony. I don't really know where to begin. There's a lot of territory to cover, and they know a lot of information, so we're gonna jump right in. We could spend, you know, days and days talking about all the great things going on at the Metro Atlanta Chamber of Commerce, and we're going to talk a little bit about that, and also the upcoming Mobility Event Live, which probably could fill two shows on its own. But what I want to spend the first few minutes is having both Larry and Julie tell me a little bit about their backgrounds, kind of what got them here, and what they're excited about that's happening in the city of Atlanta today. Because, as everyone knows, the Metro Atlanta Chamber is the heartbeat of our city. It's where the business community gets together and pools some funds and make sure Atlanta is a competitive workplace for all of our community. And they're involved in so many different areas, from education to business transformation, in the employment workforce, and also in enticing businesses to come to Atlanta. And I'm sure I haven't even scratched the surface. So why don't we start off ladies first. Julie, tell us a little bit about yourself and then kind of what you're excited about in Atlanta today.
All right. I think you gave me a fine introduction, so I'll just cut right to the chase. Right now at the Metro Atlanta Chamber, as Senior Manager of Communications, I basically just do whatever Larry tells me to do. Thanks, everybody. Just kidding. I get the distinct privilege of serving the economic development team. And as you pointed out, Ricky, they're working on some exciting things across multiple clusters or industry focus areas, whatever you'd like to call them, including technology. And it's a really hot time to be doing anything with that subsector right now. The technology industry, as you know, is white hot. And we've got a lot of exciting things coming on the back half of the year, including our Mobility Live event on on October the 1st, which, of course, we'll talk about in a little while. One of the things I think I really enjoy most about working for the Metro Atlanta Chamber is just how much collaboration and partnership happens under the roof. I, of course, coming from a journalist background, walked into my very first meeting at the Metro Atlanta Chamber, and I looked around the room. This is a board meeting, first one I had attended. And, of course, you know, here I've been a reporter and an editor for all these years, and I sat down and looked around. And I said, well, dang, here are all the people I've been trying to get a call with for the past 5 years, and they're all here under one roof and committed to doing things that change our community. And as you pointed out, bring us all together under the banner of economic development and making Metro Atlanta the best place to have a business. And that is essentially our mission. So when we work with our specific technology and cluster areas like technology and supply chain and logistics and global commerce, that's the whole point, is to make sure that we are making Metro Atlanta the best place to do business. We have a lot of great partners like the Georgia Department of Economic Development and Invest Atlanta, the state, everybody who gets involved and helps make that happen. So it's fun. We have a lot of fun.
Larry, you're a relatively newcomer to the community. Julie's been here 20 plus years, and you've been here two and a half years.
That's right.
What got you to Atlanta, and tell us a little bit about what you do at the Chamber and kind of what your areas of expertise are.
Sure. My areas of expertise are in economic development, and I've got 20-plus years developing strategies that help grow economies, create jobs, and increase investment. Last 10 years before moving to Atlanta, I was in Seattle. I was running international trade and economic development for the state of Washington. I did that for 10 years, and that was the whole portfolio of economic development. So business recruitment, the attraction, expansion, business retention, business finance, running the incentive programs, tourism, global branding, marketing, just everything that we think of, international trade was all part of that portfolio. Prior to that, it was in North Carolina, and I came up through the ranks in international trade and foreign direct investment at the North Carolina Department of Commerce, running, attracting business and working in economic development there. After trying to get away from some gray skies in Seattle, my wife and I wanted to get back to the East Coast. My wife's from Virginia, and I'm from North Carolina, and Atlanta was a great place to land. Now, I got to say, this summer hasn't been the best example of getting away from the gray skies of Seattle. So some people have accused me of bringing it with me, but at least we haven't been complaining about the heat and the and drought this year. But it's an exciting place to be. It was a unique challenge that the Chamber asked me to do, is to really think about how do we build out a strategy to increase technology jobs and investment in the 29-county region. And as I looked at it, there was the challenge there, but there were also all the assets were here. We had great assets between great companies in technology, some non-traditional technology companies, but use technology as the backbone of what they do. The great university system here, the great workforce, the smart people, all the piece parts and components are here. So it's really about how do we knit them together so that we're all pulling together in the same direction to create a cohesive economy. And that's what got me here, and that's what's been exciting to work on over the last 2.5 years.
Well, the track record for the last 2.5 years is pretty amazing. I think about NCR, certainly Crystal. I think about what are some of the other new ones that have just come
Pulte
on the scene?
Group.
Pulte. What's the marker company? Sharpie has just been announced the last week or two.
Yep.
Tremendous amount of influx. And then other huge companies like GM and others bringing in huge data centers for the north side of the community. So economic development is alive and well in the city of Atlanta.
It is. And in the technology area, you know, one of the greatest stories, the biggest stories we have right now is AirWatch.
Oh, you know, what a story.
What a story. A company that has grew up here, and they're in the bring-your-own-device space. That's where they're started. They're expanding that. But it is about the security of those devices. And, you know, as people are evolving away from enterprise solutions like BlackBerry's and being able to bring your own device but having it as in a secure environment is absolutely critical. So 800 employees this year, doubling, going to almost 2,000. 80% of those will be growing up here in Atlanta. And Alan DeBerry, the president, the chair and CEO of AirWatch, will tell you he could not scale that company anywhere else but Atlanta. The ability to attract the workforce that he needs and be able to be in a competitive environment, Atlanta is the place place to be. Another great part of the AirWatch story is they got a $200 million Series A round of funding. That's unheard of. Nobody gets $200 million of a Series A. And we're pretty sure it's the first and only that that's ever happened. And that's a story that's happening here in Atlanta. So that technology story that revolves around AirWatch is absolutely phenomenal. The other part, the reason that they were able to do that here in Atlanta is because of a deep, rich history that Atlanta has in internet and network security. And a lot of that stemmed out of Georgia Tech. So a lot of the research that had been done for a lot of people that turned into companies like ISS and SecureWorks that have now moved on to IBM and Dell, those lay the foundation for a company like AirWatch to come and dominate globally in this space now as it's defined in the mobile and mobile technology world.
I think two of the best presentations I've attended this year were both at the Chamber, and one was with Alan and the other was David Cummings on two of your kind of lunch and learns, if you will. But Alan, I just finished having lunch with the current CIO, Kevin Medeiros, from Manhattan Associates. And again, that whole entire story about how Alan came from Manhattan Beach and what a great success that was, and now AirWatch. And it's an exciting time. As an Atlanta native, I am thrilled. Last week we had Invest Atlanta on here and the things that they're doing. I mean, I just think we're the perfect storm has been created. And in a panel discussion at Invest Atlanta I heard this morning with several of our technology gurus, each of them said they believe that the very, very best for Atlanta is yet to come. And I think they're absolutely right. And I think you guys would have to agree with that as well.
Oh, I do agree with that. And it's absolutely exciting. And so we think about what Invest in Atlanta is doing, and we've been helping them as well, the Startup Atlanta. But this whole innovation network that we're developing. So Panasonic Automotive Systems of America, putting an innovation center on the Georgia Tech campus. Now, this is their global innovation center for mobility and automotive systems. It's not in Japan. It's in Atlanta, Georgia. This is absolutely critical for them for their whole global growth in this area. NCR also having an innovation center. We're proud to have them, you know, where they are in their headquarters up in Duluth, but they also have an innovation center downtown in Atlanta, which is going to be able to feed a lot of that next generation of ingenuity to their main corporate sector. And another great story that has been released and we're about to realize is AT&T putting its fourth foundry in the world here in Atlanta and connecting it to Georgia Tech. And so right in Midtown, this great innovation hub that we have, which is a unique place in the world, is continuing to grow and build out. And I think that is just the tip of the iceberg.
I knew I should have made this a three-part show. my heart's going pitter-patter. This is great stuff. I want to kind of shift the conversation a little bit. We've been talking generally about mobility and other things as well, but we're going to highlight the Mobility Live conference that you have coming up on October the 1st. So let's maybe kind of dig into some mobility-oriented questions and then kind of see where we go from there. Recent studies have placed Georgia in the top 10 states for mobile development, with at least 24,000 jobs attributed to this area. Why is Georgia a natural fit as a mobility hub in your mind, Larry?
You know, it's an absolutely incredible ecosystem. So if we look at the pieces and the parts that would go into it, you know, at the foundational level, we have some of the biggest pipes in the world represented by AT&T Mobility, but also huge assets with Verizon and T-Mobile. So we know how to distribute the data that's coming out. We've got great infrastructure companies like Cisco that are really thinking about how do we build that infrastructure and enable all of that. We have great content. So, you know, it's all about content and distribution, mm-hmm. right? And so with the great Turner brands that are here, CNN, but also Weather Channel, these are great companies that can put forth some great data, WebMD. So we have to have that content that's being distributed. But then, you know, if you want to monetize any of that, you've got to have payment processing. We dominate in the country. You know, more, you know, about 70% of all debit and credit card transactions are processed in Atlanta. And as that moves to a mobile platform, that's going to be an increasing part of it. Security that we've already talked about with some of the great brands that are here. But I think a couple of things that make it very unique. One is we have the largest brands in the world in Atlanta that are driving revenues using mobile devices. Coca-Cola's, Home Depot's, the Newell Rubbermaid's, UPS's, Delta, they are all using mobile devices to engage customers and drive business. So contrast, we're not Cupertino. We're not thinking of the next cool little, you know, eyeglass device or something. We're figuring out how do we make money and engage customers and create real business models using mobile. It's an absolutely fascinating way for us to be and a place for us to stand. Nobody else in the world has this type of an ecosystem whenever you put all of it together. The other part is data. The backbone of customer engagement for mobile is around big data. You know, we used to call them statisticians. So we finally gave statisticians, we found a cool name for people who were involved in statistics, and now they're in charge of big data. So they get to be cool now too, which is good. But being able to collect the data in a lot of the great data centers we have, but also pull out the analysis that actually enables us to actually target and figure out the segments and the demographics that we want to target whenever we talk about marketing is a huge part of it. So it's a huge ecosystem for us, and we're dominating, and it's a place that we can own here in Atlanta.
You know, one of the things that you've got to love about this mobility story for Atlanta is just the fact that we are on the leading, bleeding, cutting edge of innovations that are changing our lives. So if you're talking about bring your own device and all these vernacular terms that are popping up all over the place, I mean, virtually, if you think about how much we've changed in the 5 years, in just 5 years in terms of connectivity and how much we use our iPhones and our iPads to do everything from, you know, making restaurant reservations to doing our business and answering our emails, it's incredible. And I love the tagline that we came up with, mobility for the real world, which is really kind of where Atlanta sits. As Larry pointed out, the ability to monetize mobile technology and actually do things and make up functions and have businesses that are creating business environments and technologies and services that are for the real world. You know, we're not the next cool whiz-bang gadget that we certainly can be. We are the nuts and bolts of making money off of mobility and having businesses that thrive with the practical applications. AirWatch is a fine example with security. I mean, we need that for everything now, especially as we're trying to do more with the concept of mobile wallets and being able to pay for everything out of our iPhones, just like we do with our Starbucks. I have a couple of stats I want to read about this, too. I brought these along. Something to think about. All told, Atlanta has 24,000 jobs in mobile app development. So if you start to consider just kind of how big we are when it comes to the mobile technology space, think also about the fact that Georgia ranks fifth in what they call app intensity, which is, according to the Cellular Telecommunications Industry Association, I'm a member of you, which measures the ratio of app developer jobs against overall tech jobs. So it kind of gives you an idea of how intense the development is in that area. In the last year alone, 9 mobile startups were launched here, and they created nearly 1,000 jobs for Metro Atlanta. And then, of course, you've got AirWatch, and we've talked about that. One thing to note about that is that they are poised to bring between 800 and 1,000 additional new jobs to Metro Atlanta this year just through their expansion, having raised that Series A funding, which is huge for us. Just any company bringing that number of jobs to Metro Atlanta, and they happen to be a mobile technology company. Then, of course, you've got the universities, Georgia Tech, Emory, and University of Georgia turning out the great technology. And just one more little nugget here. With smartphones projected to be in the hands of 1.3 billion people by 2016, companies in Atlanta are poised to make bold moves that will put a mark on the mobile future for the world, which is pretty cool. Yeah.
It's amazing, Julie.
Yeah, it's amazing stuff.
You step back for half a second and ponder that 24,000 people working in the mobility space. That's larger than 95% of every city in Georgia. You take Atlanta, Macon, Augusta, Savannah, Rome, maybe.
Right.
How many 24,000 city folks do we have in the state of Georgia? So that's amazing. Maybe to add a little bit to kind of what we're talking about, you know, for the last 5 to 7 years, I've been involved in technology pretty much since the mid-90s. And having watched it and at PricewaterhouseCoopers, we spent a lot of time in Silicon Valley at our Think Lab. And the last 5 to 7 years, we have really become kind of a center of affluence for what we've already talked about and what Larry alluded to is the a security space with ISS and what they created with an original, eventually acquired by IBM, and the great work that Michael Cody and all of his team did at SecureWorks and now Dell SecureWorks. And then after that, it became financial services, and we've got the Elavon, which is a tremendous job, the old Nova Information Systems. Of course, we got First Data that relocated their headquarters here, and Global Payments, and so many others. Now Georgia is emerging as the center for mobile application development, ranking fifth in the U.S. for app intensity, as you mentioned. Is mobile our next big winner in your heart of hearts, and if so, why?
By all means.
Amen. That's all I wanted to get was an amen out of this.
The why is because we're sitting at the center, the hub of the convergence of technology, and that's what mobility really represents. It is talking about how do we engage our content, our data in the future, and it's over the mobile devices that we all have sitting in front of us around this table right now. And a lot of times it's multiple devices. So it's everything from Turner trying to figure out TV everywhere, as we're looking at, because, you know, we're not just looking at single screens at the same time anymore. You know, we're looking at the TV, but also looking at our iPads. How do those complement each other, even interact with each other, is something that we're all figuring out. How this device is going to go to the future to talk about and be our connection to our houses so that we can see our and monitor our security. Is it going to be our wallet? It's going to be our driver's license. You're going to be able to program it for it to be your hotel key. So it is about the convergence of where all of this is coming together, and we're sitting right here at the hub of it.
You know, one of the cool stories that I had a chance to interview these guys, we were going to do an op-ed with YP.com. If you think about the Yellow Pages, you know, that used to come, a big brick would land at your doorstep, but you relied on that. You kept that thing around for a good year. If you got on the cover, your picture was, you know, the company picture was on the cover, was a big deal. And, of course, since then, now it sort of comes in a little sliver form. I actually got one the other day in my garage, didn't even know what it was, sat there for 5 days before I finally looked at it and realized, oh, yeah, so Yellow Pages, because I don't have to rely on the paper copy anymore because now it's online. And in fact, when I talk to these guys, fascinatingly enough, they are building technologies within YB.com. They are developing the technology that will enable them to help their customers find exactly what they're looking for just through the searches. So, you know, the smart ways that you can search for things now is developing so rapidly, and YP.com is on the very edge of that. They're doing some extremely innovative, I'm talking nationally from a global standpoint, very innovative ways of finding how their customers are searching for things, what their customers may want, and how to match them up more exactly with exactly what they're looking for. So that, you know, finer way of connecting you with the businesses you're after, so you're not thumbing through a piece of paper, you're just online. It's kind of like the pop-up ads that you see now when you go on Facebook. You know, it's kind of eerie how dead on they are. I mean, I don't know if you boys can relate, but I get a lot of shoe pop-ups, and it's a little scary how they've nailed me pretty accurately. And they're like, come on, you put this in your basket the other day, you know you want these shoes. And, you know, just these kinds of technologies that are developing so quickly. So, I mean, that's happening all over the place, but Atlanta happens to sit at the hub of this kind of activity with the kinds of companies that we have already here. And you mentioned Elavon. Of course, we just talked about the AT&T Foundry Innovation Center, which is a huge story. AirWatch. I mean, these are the companies that are developing these big technologies and progressive new strategies that will change globally how we do this. So to me, that's, you know, one of the things, if you take a step back and just kind of look how Atlanta is situated at sort of ground zero for this in a good way, you know, there's only potential ahead of us. There's only success ahead of us.
It is the most transformational technology of our lifetime because it doesn't affect just our business life or just one or two, three parts of our life. It's affecting every part of our life, all the way down to how we interact with each other if we think about social media and how we're engaging that on mobile devices as well. I'll give you a couple more examples because, you know, I, of course, think of Coca-Cola. I think of this great marketing machine, and that's what people recognize. But they're also a huge logistics machine. And so for them to be able to take advantage of mobile, for their drivers to be able to deploy it in a real-time scenario – to make sure that the products are on the shelf or the syrups are in the right machines is another transformational thing for them. Another thing about Coca-Cola is that they convert more coinage into convertible currency than any other company. So if you think about being able to digitize that, where somebody's going to a machine with a smartphone and buying their Coke that way, so they no longer have to send people and trucks around to take the coins out of machines. They don't have to worry about the banking of how to, you know, convert that or even getting into a global currency, or they don't have to worry about the leakage that happens. That is absolutely transformational for a company that is in that type of business. The other is, you know, I think whenever AT&T thinks about digital life and where we're going, not only connecting our houses, but also connecting our cars, but also making things safer. You know, how does that car interact with the pedestrians that are crossing the street or even with the stoplights? So it can make traffic patterns more efficient, and it also create a safer world for us as well. Moving it into health IT. So people that are thinking of big ideas about, you know, pacemakers being able to be monitored wirelessly and even on digital devices so that we can treat ourselves or monitor ourselves or even send a signal to medical personnel when needed. Huge efficiencies, great things that are game changers and really improving our lives in a lot of ways.
Yeah, and if you think about it, just one more quick note, another fancy statistic here, but we've got more than 100 mobile-related companies in Metro Atlanta. That includes some of the ones we've talked about. So let's go down the list for a second. AT&T, Sony Ericsson, Verizon, T-Mobile, RIM, Nokia, Google, CAS, Quofor, AirWatch, First Data, NCR, Delta, CNN, Cox, UPS, Weather Channel, Turnal, Global Payments. Not everybody is thinking of the Weather Channel necessarily off the top of their head as a mobile technology company, but they are. They're one of the biggest drivers of mobile. If you think about it, you know you're looking at the weather. Sometime today, you will go on your Weather Channel app and you will look at the forecast, and that is a mobile technology. They're one of the biggest drivers of mobile technology content in the world, and they're right here in our backyard. Same goes for Delta. If you think about customer service and how you can catch a flight and how you can check your bags and how you can find out about, you know, travel plans, you're using it through your mobile device, and they're making it really easy for you to do that. We went to their center not long ago, and they've got this entire room that has, you know, the Twitter feeds from all over the place and an entire staff just devoted to handling all that. I mean, it's incredible if you think, you know, like us old people, if we go back just 10 years ago, I don't even think most of this existed. So it's really cool to think of Atlanta as the hub for this kind of future life that we're going to live. And I think that goes back to something that's also summed up nicely in a little handy stat, that we're ranked number 2 for entrepreneurial activity by the Kauffman Foundation. And that's, I think, as we all know, and, you know, Larry, having been here for a couple of years, knows it too, that Atlanta's got a great entrepreneurial spirit. We are an entrepreneurial town. We just always have been. We bootstrap it. And so that is just yet another reason why we're going to be great when it comes to mobile technology. It's a fit. It's a great fit for Atlanta. So it's nice that that perfect storm has come together, that those forces have converged to put us in the hot seat for what's going to probably be the next big thing.
Julie makes a great point, and especially in entrepreneurism. We've indexed that there are over 150 startup companies in Atlanta right now that are dedicated to mobile. Now, and if we go out to the larger part of that ecosystem of the entrepreneurs and startup companies we have, every one of them have a mobile component to it because they have to. And that's, again, that's just great inspiration that's coming out. People are thinking of new ways to use it, to engage people, to solve problems. And what we're doing, one thing we're doing at the Chamber right now is we're also doing a better job of connecting them with corporate Atlanta. So what are those problems that corporate Atlanta is trying to solve, and how can those new innovative companies help them solve that and putting them together so that they can have better partnerships?
I'd like to ask Julie a follow-up question. What do you mean about us old people?
I mean, I was speaking strictly of myself, Ricky.
Julie, you're a child. You're a young lady.
Thank you.
You're a beautiful young lady.
Thank you.
Old people.
I could spend an hour talking just about that.
I am the old person in this room. When you said old, I thought, man, I got socks older than Julie is. Probably wearing them.
We're going to talk about that.
Let's shift a little bit. I want to get back to the Mobility Alive, but, and y'all might not want to talk as much about this, even though this is where you work. I think the Metropolitan Atlanta Chamber is a great story. And I think I first joined, I don't think it was $100, in 1982 or 81, 82, when I first moved to Atlanta. I was getting my company off the ground. I don't remember who was the president or CEO at the time. It was before Jerry Bartle, so that's going way, way back. And, you know, I stayed active. I think in 85, 86, I was on the small business committee with Steve Nygren, who was getting the peasant restaurants up and going. And it was a lot of fun. But we would always be frustrated because it seemed like the chamber back in those days, not today, but back in those days, was really focused on Coca-Cola and IBM and Georgia-Pacific and this, that, and the other. And as a smaller company, we just felt like we were there and they knew we were important, but not really that much. Today, it's different. I don't, you know, the chamber is so actively involved in the startup world, the emerging growth world, having events with David Cummings and Yates and everybody else. I mean, it just, that's been a process, but what do you think? It's the last 4 or 5 years where the chamber has just gotten spot on with the emerging growth technology world?
Yeah, I mean, I think we have an absolutely fantastic story. And of course, yes, I'm absolutely 100% biased. But I mean, if you think about it, especially coming from, you know, being in Atlanta since 99 and then coming to the chamber, I have seen it with my own eyes that one of the great things they do is they bring all the bright minds together and they give them something to do, which is what bright people like to do. So the leaders in this town want to get busy and they want to make things happen. And the Metro Atlanta Chamber at its core is a great conduit for just that. So you look around the room, as I mentioned before, and you see top leaders, CEOs, executives from all of the big companies in town, and then you see the entrepreneurs and the small businesses, and you see them all getting together on councils, on committees, and it's easy to plug in. And that makes all the difference in the world to a city in a Metro Atlanta region when you're trying to push forward economic development initiatives and all the kinds of things that the Metro Atlanta Chamber might be working on. I think we'd be remiss if we didn't mention, and I'll let you talk about this, Larry, too, our BHE initiative, which is our business higher ed initiative, which simply boiled down seeks to build a stronger bridge between universities and all of the amazing things that are going on there and businesses so that corporations and corporate leaders can look and see what's going on in the way of research and development, for example, and invest in it. And they do that anyway. But this is making it easier for them to do that, making it much more convenient for them to get sort of a menu of options that's going on out there. And that to me, you know, when, for example, this year, of course, we launched our 5-year strategic plan, and that's a big proponent of it. So is the mobility initiative. I mean, and that to me just speaks so highly to an organization that is intent on making, again, back to the mantra, Metro Atlanta the best place to do business. And
there are few places on the earth that have the three major components that create the environment for great economic growth. Great corporate companies, a great entrepreneurial spirit, innovation, and great universities. And both from a innovation point of view that comes out of the universities as well as the great workforce that's coming out of it as well. There is no other place that I've ever seen that has the level of engagement that the Metro Atlanta Chamber has. It is absolutely phenomenal. And business associations and other places where I've worked, you know, you have a CEO roundtable, and it's people like the VP of Community Development or Government Affairs are the people who show up and sit around that table. You might get a CEO that is a keynote speaker on occasion. But the type of engagement that our top CEOs are willing to roll up their sleeves and engage personally on big issues and on details to make sure that big things happen, and also welcome and realize that the future of their businesses and the future of this community is going to be based on innovation and the next new generation of engineers, and they want to be able to help create an environment, fertilize it, help it grow, let it grow organically and be its own next big thing is phenomenal. And then combine that with the engagement, especially through this Business Higher Ed Council, of being able to engage the university. So that conversation is happening, you know, in real time, simultaneously, so we all know what we're trying to work towards is phenomenal. And I haven't seen it happen as well as it's happening here, and it's something for us to be very proud of.
This is not your granddaddy's Chamber of Commerce.
Man.
As a granddaddy, I can say that. So I want to congratulate Sam Williams, who's done a heck of a job, who's retiring this year from the Chamber, or in the next year when a successor is found, and Hans Gaunt, and Renee Blumenthal, and Barry Love, and so many great and wonderful people who are at the Chamber who have really made a difference that could perhaps, if they went in the private sector, could make probably a lot more money, have a lot more maybe upward mobility, but yet they're devoted to our community. They love the city of Atlanta, and as a result, they just throw themselves into it handedly. And we are a lucky city to have people like you two and others who have committed so much to help our community grow. And as a native Atlantan, I don't know how many of us there still are around, but as a native Atlantan, God, I sure appreciate you guys.
Well, Sam and Hans and Renee and Janice, those are all incredible leaders.
Yes,
they really are.
Yeah, no question.
Truly.
No question. Tell me, overall, what are the Chamber's additional initiatives? We talked a lot about the things going on, but what are some of this Chamber's specific initiatives capitalizing around Georgia's mobility leadership?
Well, one of the biggest things that we have going on, I'll mention two things. And one is we've created a task force. And it's a task force to bring together a lot of those assets that we've already talked about so that we can create some strategies about how we can really compete on a global basis. And so we've adopted a simple vision of world domination to make Atlanta the global hub.
That's my hometown.
There you go. Exactly. You know, the global hub for mobility. And so that talks about the technological parts, but it also talks about the marketing, the education, and the higher ed parts and components of it as well. Ralph De La Vega, the president and CEO of AT&T Mobility, is the co-chair, along with John Canfey, the CFO at Turner. And then in addition, we have leaders from Cisco, NCR, Georgia Tech, Coca-Cola, Home Depot, McKesson, all around a table that are have put together four strategic levers and 28 tactics that we're all delivering on. And it's a big, bold, audacious idea, but we're actually implementing and engaging. This isn't a bunch of people that are sitting around talking. There are things that are going on. There's a couple of things that we've done. I'll talk more about GSMA and what we did in Barcelona with Mobile World Congress, 80,000 people from around the world talking about the subject of mobility. But coming up, October 1, Mobility Live, an inaugural event here in Atlanta, Woodruff Center, where we're going to bring together the region's mobility leaders to talk about, we have great content talking about what's being done today, how we're utilizing, how some of the leaders in the industry are leveraging and utilizing mobility, and also what the future trends are. What are those visionary things that we're all looking for and seeing where those trends are? And it's going to be a combination of thought leaders from corporations, from startups, from the marketing, from the analysis, the people that do all of the analytics and the projections from a financial point of view, as well as some academia. Great ecosystem. Love to see everybody there. Got some great keynote speakers. It's you can find more information at mobilitylive.org, but that's on October 1. It's coming up right here in Midtown.
Yeah, one of the most fun things to think about it when you're thinking about, gosh, should I go? The answer is yes. It's going to be a mobile experience is what we're pitching it as. And that's where anyone from startups to VCs to leaders in the industry can come and listen to some great speakers, but also get to see each other and have a mobile experience. We're going to have some whiz-bang things going on there that day. We're also going to have an opportunity for some visibility and promotion for some of the companies that are there as well. We expect that there will be announcements from the floor that day. So we're really geared up for an excellent event. And again, it is mobilitylive.org if you want to sign up right now and register. It's one of those not-to-be-missed events, especially as we're getting off the ground with the initiative in full force this year and lots of exciting things happening. Now's the time to go. One of the things that we were talking about is this notion of Atlanta being a startup community. And of course, the Mobility Live event is going to be filled with startups in spades. But that goes back to a bigger conversation about our strengths as a startup town. And one of the key components of the Business Higher Ed Initiative, which is to help grow those startups in this town and help them get out of the university research and development centers and into the marketplace and be healthy, have some funding from perhaps some corporations here in Atlanta. And just thinking about even the AT&T Foundry that's coming here, I mean, you know, Sam Williams pointed out that the real story behind that AT&T Foundry Innovation Center is the 100 startups that are going to be able to go to that innovation center. And on the platform of AT&T, hosted by Cisco, they're going to be able to sit down and get around the table with some of the brightest minds in the industry and do some brainstorming and thinking and make some big things happen. And that is sort of at the crux of what's happening in Atlanta right now around mobility. So this event, we hope, is going to help encapsulate some of that stuff and be sort of an immersion experience for the day, just to get a handle on all the things that are going on here and then get going. You know, folks there should have some great takeaways. Once again, mobilitylab.org.
It's going to be fun.
Well, I'll give you a couple of just a little sneak previews. You know, Ralph De La Vega, our own Ralph De La Vega at AT&T Mobility, will be a keynote. Alan DeBerry will be there. And so those are two great names and people that if you haven't heard speak, even if you have, because what they'll be talking about is things that will really shed some light about the future and where we're going. But some other great people, you know, Arketti, Verizon, Turner, IHG, some of our greatest companies are all going to be engaged in this thing and making sure it's a success. It's a great place to be.
Clint Bailey, one smart young Georgia Tech guy who is one of the four founders of Hunter Technical Resources, he and I have already talked about it, and we are going to bring a team of folks down there. We're in the IT staffing world, and mobility is one of the hottest fields to be staffing in, and we've done a lot of work at Elevon and some of the other companies that we've mentioned. But we want to see what's at the cutting and even the bleeding edge, and we know this is the place to be, so you'll have a large contingency from Hunter Technical Resources. Larry, you mentioned something a minute ago, and I'd like to back up for half a second. You know, you talked about the Chamber and a number of other Georgia mobility companies attending the GSMA in Barcelona. Tell me a little bit about what the event was like and how was Georgia's presence received at an event of this nature? Because I would assume it's the first time Georgia's been at something of this international nature.
It's the first time that we've been there with any significant presence. I sort of went and scouted it out 2 years ago,
okay.
And it was just absolutely phenomenal. And that's caused us to go back bigger, and I'm sure we're going to go back bigger in 2014. You know, just one little note on that is GSMA, which is the global association for the GSMA for the GSM standards. Their part that runs this and other trade show is based right here in Roswell, Georgia, part of our greater Metro Atlanta area. Asset that most people don't know, but they are the global leaders in this. They put on this event in Barcelona. It's the Mobile World Congress. And again, I said it, 80,000 people. So all of the players from around the world, Japan, China, Germany, South America, all of them are there showing their wares, talking about the next generation, and making some incredible business contacts. How was Atlanta received? Outstanding. In a lot of ways, we were the story. That is the show. Just before we got on the plane and flew out there is when we found out about AirWatch getting their $200 million Series A. That was the talk of the show.
Wow.
That was something that we talked about. That's what people were coming up and asking us about. And AirWatch also extended their platform, their stage, so that Atlanta could stand up there and tell our story about what a great mobility hub we had. It's a fantastic. Alan DeBerry and his team do a great job. And so we were able to take advantage of that buzz to tell our own story. AT&T Mobility announced its relationship with GM to take over the OnStar system. Absolutely phenomenal story that got global attention. And there it is. And, you know, all of these great things happening right in Atlanta. So Atlanta was really the talk of the town and a great opportunity for us.
That's amazing. That's amazing. I've been hearing a lot about a mobility mile from a number of folks around town. What in the world is a mobility mile? I hadn't seen anything concrete written about it or a website or what have you. Can you tell me a little bit about what that's all about?
Sure. Right now it's a concept, but it's a concept that's grounded in reality that, you know, because it's something that we can make happen. If we think about making big things happen in Atlanta, the mobile mile, it's a conceptual mile. So the whole idea is if you can think of a geographic area that is very in tune to mobile, what mobile can do early adopters, early demos, early trials, and a place where people can go and actually see it work, where it be payments, the connected car, the digital life, healthcare, trials. We can create that environment here in Atlanta. So it's a conceptual model because we're talking about it going from the airport to Alpharetta. So we think about the infrastructure that's there, the amount that fiber that we have that loads up that corridor. We've got the capacity, we've got the infrastructure, and we've got the biggest thinkers in this area. Now, the core of the Mobile Mile is Mobile Midtown. So we want to start that core of that snowball right in Midtown as it's connected to Georgia Tech. It's connected to a great population of people that are, you know, very urban, very mobile, and then also the great retailers and also those companies so that we can create that environment that really brings people to have a mobile experience here in Atlanta and then stretch it up to the rest of that Mobile Mile. And that's why we're doing Mobility Live at the Woodruff Center in Midtown, because we want to spark that and take that concept where it is now, that dream, and bring it to reality.
Yeah, I mean, some of those things already exist, so this just connects the dots. I mean, the companies are here, the technology is here. We've got Midtown, a vibrant community that's sprung up here in the last 5 to 10 years in just amazing ways. So if you think about it, anyone from any place in the world can touch down here, land at Hartsfield, come up to Atlanta, and experience mobility, experience all that mobility is and all that mobility will be, and then get convinced and, you know, get the gospel and go back and make things happen. I mean, that's one way to look at it, just simply that Atlanta could very, very likely have one of the best showcases for cutting-edge mobile technology in the world.
Well, I'm looking at the clock, and as I said very, very early on, this should be a 2 or 3 show series. But since we want to spend maybe the last 4 or 5 minutes really focusing in and drilling down a little deeper into Mobility Live, I mean, this is a must-attend event for anyone and everyone in the mobile space in the Southeast, not just Atlanta, Georgia, and also those that want to know about more about the mobile space. It will be held on October 1st at the Woodruff Arts Center, beautiful facility in beautiful Midtown Atlanta. You've given us a little overview. What else can you add? Are there some specific mobility topics covered that maybe haven't been covered at other events in the past, or maybe a speaker that people have not heard somewhere else? I've looked at the whole lineup, and everybody on the lineup is an A player.
Well, that's what you're going to get, A players. So we are going to be talking about everything from the backbone of big data, e-commerce, mobile commerce, and all of the components of that area, mobile marketing, how to engage the entrepreneurial, the startups, the visionaries in it. It's going to be a very complete and comprehensive agenda. I've given you a couple sneak peeks at the speakers. We'll be announcing and rolling some more of those out over the next few days, so keep your eye on the website. But I'm not going to, you know, you got to peek behind the curtain, but we'll have, you know, more to come.
And the website again?
MobilityLive.org.
And you can like us on Facebook, and you can check us out on Twitter and follow us and engage in the conversation at #MobilityLive, and it's www.mobilitylive.org.
Are you guys still accepting speakers, or if somebody wanted to sponsor the event, maybe they had not heard about it, and they have some money they want to invest in this part of the community, so speakers, is that still a potential if there's a great speaker out there in this space? Or sponsors, is that something y'all interested in at this point?
Thanks, Ricky. Great question. Yes, we're accepting proposals until the end of this week.
Wow.
And we've got a lot of great proposals and some that have already been accepted. But, yes, they are being accepted till the end of this week. And, yes, there's sponsorships available at all levels, and from table sponsors all the way up to platinum level sponsors, and that's all outlined at the website at mobilitylive.org.
Mobilitylive.org. I'd go there today if I were you, just to get a grasp of what's going to be happening, and just to see the not only the speakers that have already been announced, but look at the companies who are sponsoring this event. This is going to be an A event because you've got nothing but A companies behind it, and I can't wait to it to attend. Can people begin registering now, and how much is it going to cost to attend, and are there any early bird specials? Because I'm ready to write my check or give my credit card.
Well, now's the time to do it. Yes, registration is wide open, and it's a very affordable $99.
Can't beat that.
No, you can't beat that.
In closing, how can our audience learn more about Mobility Live that we haven't covered today? You mentioned the Facebook page.
Yeah, just make sure that you like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and engage in the that's Mobility Live, and then engage in the hashtag conversation, which is hashtag Mobility Live. MobilityLive.org has all that information, and then pretty soon I think we're going to be rolling out an app for the conference, so you'll be able to download an app onto your iPhone or your iPad and your mobile device, and we'll have lots of information packed into that app as well, including, of course, how to get there and all the basics, but also more about the breakout sessions and I think some fun, handy surveys as you move through the day of the event itself. And I think, you know, we can't emphasize enough just how important it is that everybody show up, you know, from startups all the way to corporate leaders. Anyone who is interested in the mobile technology space should be there that day. It's going to be a fun day, and there'll be plenty of takeaways, and it's going to be a fascinating day, if nothing else.
The Woodruff Arts Center is not Phillips Arena or the World Congress Center. There are a limited number of seats. How limited is that?
420, so sign up soon.
Well, Clint and I are going, so that's 418 seats still available. So if you don't sign up quick, you're not going to get my seat, I promise you that.
That's exactly right.
Thank you, Larry and Julie. This has been a blessing to me as an Atlanta native. I think it's been one of the most inspiring and highly educating programs we've had in the 24 weeks of Booth 61. And I believe this show will be downloaded often beginning tomorrow. On behalf of the Atlanta technology community, I want to thank both of you for all the innovative ways you are making my hometown a player in the technology space, especially in mobility. Thank you all very much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Ricky.
It's been a lot of fun. God bless.
Yes, it is.
Thanks.
This is Ricky Steele. I've finished my cup of coffee in Booth 61. I hope you'll come back and join me next week for a fresh cup, or by listening to any of our past shows anytime at Booth 61 with Ricky Steele. I always close our time together by sharing a blessing, hopefully for you, your family, and perhaps your business. The blessing comes from the book of Numbers. May the Lord bless and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen. Thank you for dropping by. Join us next week for a fresh cup in Booth 61.